It's Financial Planning Week, and being financially literate empowers people to better plan their finances. The Financial Planning Institute is on a mission to motivate all South Africans, including financial planning professionals, educators and individuals, to create an improved financially literate society, as this will empower society at large. Well, to discuss the key issues on this subject, I'm joined on the line by David Kopp. He's the Director of Relevance at the Financial Planning Institute. Thanks very much, David, for joining us. So what does it mean to be financially literate?
I can give you a textbook definition, but I don't think that's going to be helpful right now. So let's just say that being financial literate means that you've got the skills, you've got the knowledge, and you've got the wherewithal to actually make informed and effective decisions about your finances. So you understand things like compound interest and how it works in your favor when you earn it, and how it negatively affects you when you pay it. And so being financial literate means that you know enough to, even if you have to then go and ask for help for some of the more complex things, you're at least in control and in power of knowing what your finances can do for you, and you can make informed decisions.
Indeed. So in South Africa, we continue to see low levels of literacy. Just tell us how this inadequacy plays out in people's lives.
Yes, and you know, and I look at myself too, even before I got into financial planning, and you don't understand on how to work money and how to budget. So you start off being in a negative situation anyway. So you make a few bad decisions at the beginning of your life, and then to get yourself out of those bad decisions just takes that much longer, because now you've got credit card debt that you've gone into that you have to pay off. And that effect then has a big knock-on effect onto the economy, because then instead of being able to consume and grow my wealth and contribute to the economy, I'm trying to get myself out of a debt hole, pay off debt, and eventually get to a point where I'm retiring with not sufficient capital, and then I have to rely on the state to help me in my retirement.
Yeah, that's right. So how does South Africa rank in financial literacy terms, or the opposite, when compared to the rest of the world, or at least those middle-income countries that we perhaps compete with?
Yeah, so I think, and this is the interesting thing, South Africa generally has a very low savings rate, sometimes classed as negative, and we are pretty bad in terms of how the rest of the world ranks. But I think being financial literate and financial literacy is a global phenomenon where everyone worldwide is looking at how do we actually make sure that people are educated better to make a decision. So yes, our savings rate is low. For many, many years, and 50 years plus, I've heard the statistic that only 6% of South Africans can actually retire with the lifestyle they want. So it is a bit of a dire situation. We've got consumers who are sitting with 1.83 trillion rand in debt, and at least 40% of that is distressed debt. Yeah, it's not a nice picture.
No, it sounds dire. So yeah. There's a push for our education system to perhaps have subjects that establish an understanding around financial literacy early on. Do you think that's a good place to start?
Yeah, it most definitely is. I mean, I think before you start earning your own money and making your own financial decisions, if you can already have a great base to start on, that would be awesome. I mean, you know, understanding things like how taxes work and when you pay taxes, understanding the difference between good debt and bad debt before you enter the workplace and get bombarded with requests for credit cards, it would definitely help people making better financial decisions from the beginning, and then not having to backtrack and try to get themselves out of a position when they get educated.
So, David, for the ordinary man or woman in the street, what can they do to try and empower themselves and become more money savvy?
Yeah, so and this is the really great thing. There's a lot of resources out there, and I think with technology coming on, it's not expensive resources as well. There's free resources, but I think the starting point is actually to accept that the responsibility for your finances and financial education cannot be given to you. It's something that you need to make a conscious decision to say, I want to take responsibility for my finances.
Yes.
And once you've taken that step, you can go out and find resources. So, for instance, the Financial Planning Institute have a free workshop that we run called the FBI My Money 123, where we go through the basics of financial literacy, budgeting, debt management, and we can organize those workshops at no cost just to start empowering people and get them to understand what it means to manage your money.
Where do people need to go for that? They just go to the website?
Yes, so they can go to the website, fpi.co.zi, or email mymoney@fpi.co.za, and we will be able to come back to you on that.
Super. So, David, the crux of our conversation is basically if you have financial literacy, you're more likely to make better financial decisions at a household level. And undoubtedly, if this was being done on a more mass basis, this would translate into our bigger macroeconomic picture as well.
I think that is a perfect summary of the position, yes.
David Kopper, he's the director of Relevance at the Financial Planning Institute.